Day 126, or May the 6th. We're all fine, really. Our thoughts today come from Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 2. So the king asked me, "Why does your face look so sad when you are not ill? This can be nothing but sadness of heart. I was very much afraid." Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Shortly after the returns to Israel led by Zerubbabel and Ezra, Nehemiah arrived from Persia. His task was to build a secure wall around Jerusalem. The king, who approved his mission, was probably the stepson of Queen Esther, who has a Bible book named after her. She was a lady of great influence, and as a Jew, she would have been very supportive of such a project. Nehemiah left a secure, influential post as the king's wine taster. Tradition has it that the king's father had been killed with poisoned wine, and therefore having someone to taste his wine was a sensible precaution. Having regular contact with the king made Nehemiah part of the establishment, and therefore less likely to leave to build a wall. God, however, had different ideas. And now today's action step. When most of us are asked, "How are you today?" we respond with a smile and, "Fine, thank you." After all, why would you tell anyone how you really felt? If you did that, there is a distinct possibility that they would never inquire after your health again. When Nehemiah was sad, he looked it. When the king inquired why he was looking so sad, he told him. Pretty obvious that neither of them were Brits. Of course, pouring out your soul every time anyone inquires about you is not the answer, but most of us go to the opposite extreme. My wife is good at seeing through the veneer of a faint smile, but I am not. I think our world would be a better place if there were more honesty, but don't overreact. Otherwise, the art of conversation will die as we all counsel each other to death. However, hiding behind personal veneers can become a way of life if we're not careful. Watch that barrier today.